Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about asking God in faith for wisdom, and He will give it liberally. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroyed it they never can.
Wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Learn to hate evil. Don't miss that wisdom is something for which we should pray. Now, he just told us here in verse 5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So wisdom is something for which we should pray. Now, by the way, notice how God gives. He gives liberally. And He does it without upbraiding. That is, without scolding you as if something is wrong with you for asking. In that the context first deals with trials, we are asking for wisdom to handle the trial rightly. Now, don't forget, we were looking at verses 2 through 4 previous to this message, and it talked about our trials and temptations and counting it joy. Well, now we need to ask wisdom to handle those things rightly. But you must ask in faith. That's what verse 6 says. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. So we're not only told what to ask for in trial, we're told how to ask. And that is in faith. That is trusting God according to His Word. The greatest enemy to answered prayer is unbelief. So he says, let him ask in faith. As a matter of fact, that is in what the Greek calls a continual tense, which has the idea of do not stop and waver or question God's wisdom in the matter. I would have quit this radio ministry if I questioned God's wisdom in this matter. We are to ask without wavering. Now, the idea is without doubting when he says without wavering. As a Christian, you'll be restless in heart and you'll lack peace when you're wavering, when you're doubting. You see, we're to ask in faith, but please understand, we're not to ask with a blind faith. Faith depends upon finding out what the promises of God actually are. We therefore seek the mind of God in His Word and then receive it. You see, faith, that is, right faith, is never void of the Word of God. So often people says, oh, if we had faith as the size of a grain of mustard seed, oh, just even that small, oh, we could move a mountain. And we totally misunderstand faith, the size of a grain of mustard seed. We talk about being such a small seed and such a great bush grows from it. But my friend, it's not the size of the faith that it's trying to emphasize there. It's trying to emphasize that even though that seed is so small, it has the faith within it that if it just reacts according to what God has given, for example, it's placed in the soil, the water comes on it, and it just takes that nourishment in. As it takes the nourishment in and everything that goes along with that, it begins to grow and sprout to where even birds could build nests in it. And so when we continue to act according to the Word of God and live by the Word of God, then we just trust that it will grow and it will all work together for good because we love God and we are living according to His purpose, according to the call. And so we just act on that thing. We're acting on the mind of God. We'll know that it'll always be right to do. So when God reveals His specific will in a matter to you, then you do it regardless of the circumstances. You just keep on keeping on for Jesus Christ. Asking in faith means we are asking God for the things promised in His Word. In this way, we are asking with 100% dependence upon God and nothing wavering. Going back to this idea of faith, Jesus told the disciples after He cursed the fig tree and they come back later and they find that it is dried up. And Peter says, oh, how soon that happened. And the Lord told them, no, if you had this kind of faith, you could do it too. But understand, that faith, the reason He did that was to teach them a spiritual lesson. That's the reason He cursed the fig tree, to teach them a spiritual lesson. And He was able to use that. Now, for me to sit down and pray and ask God to remove a mountain from one area and put it into the sea, and it has no spiritual reasoning for it, you know, outside of people saying, well, man, if we're able to pray and ask God to move a mountain, it goes into the sea. Oh, think of how many people will get saved and get right with God. I hate to disappoint you. It will impress people, and it will make people think, wow, and even scare people. But as Jesus, through Abraham, had to tell the rich man in the lake of fire in hell that even though one rose from the dead, your brothers won't believe. And there are just many, they'd be caught up with the miracle, but not the reality. And you see, Jesus, oh boy, He fed 5,000 people. But in that same chapter of John 6, when He started giving the words of life, many people went away from Him and walked no more with Him. And the words of life, after the other things were over, really just cleared out a lot of so-called believers. And my friend, a mountain being moved and put into the ocean might impress a lot of people, but they would not have a real commitment to Jesus Christ. So He says, he that wavereth. Wavering means one time yes, one time no. When we waver, we show we lack the wisdom to view the adversity as a work of God, a work that is for our benefit. Now, my friend, inexplicable peace comes to those who see the Lord's purpose in their trials. When we commit our way unto the Lord, trusting Him to work all things out for His glory and our good, as Romans 8:28 says, then trials will transform us into a testimony of His faithfulness. And then you can fulfill 2 Corinthians 1, 3, and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. If you're not going through troubles and trials and sorrows, there's no thing to be comforted for. He's a God of all comfort, so you got to go through those things if He's going to be a comfort. And it says, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And we notice that we count it all joy in temptations, and that we faith worketh patience, and we let patience have her perfect work. We just keep on keeping on. We witness. We serve the Lord through our local church. We keep doing those things, and we see that God gives us joy and that He does so many things for us, and He gives us patience with it. And you have gone through it, then you're in a position to be able to tell somebody going through it, look, I know this is hard. I know it's rough, but you just stick with it. And you, this is what you need to do. Just keep on doing this. Do that. Do this that God gave me, and He will comfort you and He'll help you, even though you can't see the end from the beginning, although it looks like there's no way out, God will just be there with you all the way. And you just got to trust Him for this moment now, trusting that in eternity, it'll work out for glory. Now we go on to verses 7 and 8 here of James chapter 1. He says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Without faith, do not expect answered prayer. Now, this is the experience of the double-minded man. Faith says yes. It's in God's word. It's a promise of God. Therefore, it's yes. But unbelief says no. Then doubt comes along and says yes one minute and no the next. Was not this the experience of Peter? He walked on water with his eyes on Jesus. Then he looked at the circumstances and went down. Ministry quitters are often the same. They start out with their eyes on Jesus, but boy, when things start going wrong and the numbers aren't there and things start coming along as criticism, things of that nature, they quit. They go down. If you get your eyes on circumstances, if you get your eyes on people, you're going to go down. You will never finish the job. A ministry will sink you if you start out and you allow the negative comments of people, the hardness of circumstances, get your eyes off Christ. You'll begin to slip in your personal devotions. Then you'll quit your ministry in the church. And then you'll begin to start being unfaithful in your local church attendance. Until finally you're critical of the church, the people, the preacher, and you start looking for another church where the word is not rightly divided, or there's a lot of liberality and to where they allow anything of the flesh to go. And the devil will begin to urge you to use that as an excuse to leave. And often, that person doesn't even know the devil has hold of them. Do you remember when Jonah was called to go to Nineveh and he got on a boat and went the opposite direction? I imagine that he probably would have had to either travel by muleback or camelback or somehow like that and had a rough journey going to Nineveh. Maybe he would have had to travel by foot like Paul did to so many places. But instead, he has a nice boat to ride on, going the opposite direction. And my friend, the devil will always provide a boat. He'll always provide a ride. He'll always provide a way to get out of the will of God. Now, the problem too often is that we pray the right words, but we really do not believe the promises of God because of our circumstances or because of people. Therefore, prayer goes unanswered. Our prayers so often become big religious words that only fall to the ground because they were not lifted up with faith, believing. It's like a wave of the sea. It is driven with the wind of adversity. But that's all. Tossed means just what we expect. Up and down, up and down, but never getting anywhere with purpose. You're controlled by the waves of circumstances, not by the course that God has given. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who who are in Christ Jesus.